Teenage Riot! Riot!
What the hell was that?
Sorry, I was reading ahead and Zoot Suit Riot popped into my head.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should record this, though.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go.
1, 2, 3, go? That's reverse. My brain was all confused.
Mine was half.
What happened?
Halfway through, I panicked and I was like, just shut up and go with it.
Alright, greetings true believers, and welcome all to the 40th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, Chaos72, SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Also, special guest, premier level patron, Perandiac, also known as Josh, joins us this week. Hello, one and all.
Hi.
Hello.
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 Doctor, doctor, doctor. All right, so this is the week of May 25th all the way to June 1st, and holy smokes, you know, it's like summertime, almost.
It got summertime fast here.
Well, what? Since it was like 22 days ago or something, today it was like 85.
That's horrible for you guys. I'm down in Florida, so it's gorgeous every day.
Yeah, you're the worst. Come and live in this godforsaken state where the weather sucks every day of the year.
Before we go godforsaken... Are you in the peninsula or are you in the panhandle?
I'm in the panhandle.
There you go. He knows a little bit something about godforsaken states.
Oh, it's, I like to say that the Florida panhandle is a fickle mistress because driving west from Tallahassee is miserable.
But it's still warm.
It's, yep, delightfully warm.
Yeah. Today was really, really warm. And a couple of days ago, I was driving home in snow last weekend. So,
snow? Where was there snow?
Well, there was sleet. Almost snow, like snow.
All right, sure.
It's like snow, but melts real fast. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about this video game thing. You guys derail me.
Really? You're going to complain about being derailed?
It's all too easy.
Really?
All right, your boring things of the week, your Deadpool dailies. Today was awesome because, you know, Iron Fist. Tomorrow, Blue Ragnarok. Friday, Green Kamala Khan. Saturday, Green Quicksilver. Sunday, even better, Blue Switch. Monday, Yellow Vision, who's still broken. Tuesday, Yellow Black Panther. Wednesday, Yellow Magneto. Your 5-day, 4-star crash! Of the Titans. 522 was Invisible Woman. I'm assuming everybody won that one by going invisible.
I did.
Yep.
However, you put in the script, you won that easy. I did not. It took me 5 attempts, and each attempt was about a 20 to 25 minute process of just trying to whittle them away. It was not easy, and it was not fun, but I did manage a win, so.
Yeah, that got me my legendary token to be opening later.
Yeah, exactly.
It took me 16 tries. And 16. I couldn't nail a yellow, and I just had crappy boards.
Wow.
But I gave one of the guys in my alliance, he's my roommate, I gave him my phone, and I was like, dude, just do this. I'm sick of it. So two turns, like two attempts, and he got it. And I was like, cool. So I saved the token for today, so we're good.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up in a couple of days is that X-Force Wolverine in theory.
Yeah.
Sure.
And next Wednesday will be the 4-star Iron Man. What's his name for the movies? What's her name?
Hulkbuster?
Yeah, she got a female name. It's like Matilda or something. I don't know.
What?
No, she did have a female name. It was...
Right. That thing that floated in space. I just saw it last weekend, but I've already forgotten.
Yeah. Anyway, that thing. That's next week.
Yes. Hulkbuster.
Yeah. Thanks, Ian.
Yeah, I'm here to help.
All right. Your double ISO 8 Brotherhood should be wrapping up for everybody. If you got super good in there, you ended up with a War Machine.
By the way, I couldn't take it. I had to look it up. It's Veronica.
Veronica!
Veronica.
Right.
Thanks, Ray. The internet. Look at it go.
That's what it's here for. While we're derailing, let's go way back. So after last week's show, Ray recommended playing Meat Rocket and Groot.
Yes.
And I did. Unfortunately, I just couldn't get enough points out of the last... One, because I missed the first two, so all I had was the third Doctor Doom one.
Oh, sure.
And I got 25,000 out of it, and it just killed me, because I was like, if I had only, you know, played 5,000 more out of it, I would have gotten the CP. But as always, my slice was very forgiving, so I finished third overall, and it was amazing.
That's
so
ridiculous.
It was third overall. Man. I got two Cyclopses, three Quicksilvers, and, you know, the ISO CP and hero points to go with it. Yeah.
Nikes.
Jeez.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was great. So thanks for the recommendation, Ray.
Sure. So if you'd have gotten the max reward, would that have won your slice?
Yeah, probably. Now, I think there was someone who was at like 30,000 plus a couple extra points. So I would have had to push it a little bit beyond that. But had I been at all, interested in making a real effort, I probably would have won my slice.
Tomorrow, return Civil War, Civil War Part 2. It sounds like our alliance is voting again, and I think I'm going to be sad for a second time because all you jerks like to pick Iron Man and not Captain America.
Yeah, he's the right slice. He's definitely the way to go in Civil War.
I don't like it. Still don't like it. Didn't like it the first time.
Well, I think at this point, the voting is, what, 12 to 4 or something like that? So
I saw Cap was up to like 6 votes.
Oh, really? Well, okay.
I don't know. I don't remember. It was earlier today. I could be mistaken.
There were some people who hadn't voted, so.
Yeah, the prizes really tipped the scales for me. I think Quake is an excellent prize, and a second Iron Man 5-star cover would really make my day.
No. Still on the wrong side. Wrong side. Josh, what did your team do last Civil War?
Last Civil War, we did Iron Man. It was literally a Civil War within our alliance with people complaining about not wanting to do Captain America. So we did Iron Man first, and then this go-around, we're supposed to be doing Team Cap, but I'm pretty sure people are going to be stuck in their ways and do Iron Man again.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like we're doing.
Yep.
Makes me sad. Sad time.
I want 2 covers for a 5-star. That is my goal.
Yeah. I want all the 5-stars. I want them all. Got to collect them all. It's like Pokemon.
Got to stay focused.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, PvP events. You got Fatal Attraction wrapped up featuring the Dream Warrior. 800 points got you a blue one of him. 1,000 for Blue Sheath or 1,300 for the CP. First place, Eddie Brock. And 200-300 were Dr. Doom. So that flowed right into Doctor's Orders. 800 gets you a Purple Doom, 1,000 for Yellow Venom, 1,300 for the CP. Top spot's a Yellow X-Force, and 2 through 100 are Kamala Khan. And then, rewards not mentioned yet, but following Kamala Khan will be Teenage Riot. Riot!
Is there time for a Teenage Riot, or is the season almost over?
That'll be the last one of the season.
Okay.
At least as far as I can tell. What do I know? Me? I don't know. Okay, moving on. Alright, Josh, how long have you been playing this game?
What day are
you on?
Oh, geez, I don't even remember off the top of my head. 5-something? Like 5:35, I believe. Haven't been playing too incredibly long, but not doing too bad.
Yeah, you're right about the same. Isn't that right where you are, Craig? Somewhere in there? You don't even know.
No, I had to look. Today was 6:51.
Oh, okay.
I've got me a sweet, sweet squirrel girl coming up in 4 days.
Nice.
Yeah. And she can summon me some squirrels, squirrels, squirrels.
Sigh. Yeah, sad trombone. Yeah.
Man, you always with the sad trombones.
I know. I like them. Really encapsulates how I feel when we're hanging out.
Gee, thanks.
No problem.
All right. I can tell you that I would agree for the first half the first couple of hours of last weekend. However, then it got glorious.
It did. You're right.
All right, then.
I definitely agree with that 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Sabu hit somebody with a chair just mere feet from us, and it was solid gold. Solid gold. So who's your favorite team, Josh? What do you got?
Actually, I like using Loki and Wolverine.
Sure.
And I've been pairing that up with either Black Panther or I'll go Rocket and Groot. But I'm trying to work out my ninja team with Elektra, Daredevil, and Iron Fist.
Ooh.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't think Elektra gets enough love.
I have her at like 330, so I don't get to use her red as a beat stick, unfortunately. But her black power is pretty gnarly.
Yeah, it does seem pretty excellent. And I feel like her purple power is even better with Loki. Oh no, you don't use her with Loki. You use her with Daredevil, I guess. That would help.
Yeah,
because her purple confounds me for some reason. I don't fully understand it.
The double cross.
Yeah.
Well, it'll make those strike tiles, and then you can use Daredevil to blow them all up.
Right.
So,
yeah. Or, you know, if somebody who's putting out tiles of their own, then you just steal them.
Yeah.
I do like the idea that you're going with like a Heroes for Hire, Hell's Kitchen kind of setup there.
I'm trying. I just need Elektra like max covered and then championed.
Mm.
I got mine up to 435. I just need to dump some ISO into her. Wow. She's at level 135 for me right now.
Josh, what alliance are you in?
The name of the alliance, it's a bunch of people that hang out at a bar together primarily.
Okay.
But it's called Palace Nerds. So the name of the bar is the Palace, and so we're like, let's just roll with it.
Right.
So shout out to them.
Yeah.
I've gotten them to start listening. So a couple of them I know do actively listen now.
Nice.
Wait.
Trying to grow that fan base for you guys.
Well, that's you should just take some speakers with you and sit at the bar and turn it up real loud.
No.
You know, one of a Bluetooth speaker and just suction cup it right to the bar.
Oh, I can Bluetooth it into the speakers at the bar.
Ah, see? Now we're talking.
But people would be because it's, you know, you got basketball going on, you got hockey going on, and go Penguins. So throwing that out there.
Yeah! Man, I was expecting you to go the other way.
No. I'm from Colorado, so I'm an Avs fan.
Okay.
But I was in the Marine Corps, and a buddy of mine in the Marine Corps was from Pittsburgh, so he got me to watch the Penguins and the Steelers.
Nice.
So, like, we would go to Hooters and have all the girls turn all of the TVs to Broncos or Steelers or Penguins and Avs, and all of the other patrons in the place, because it was in North Carolina, they were because they couldn't watch their games, and we were like, well, we tip better than you guys, so you're not going to get to watch your game and hang out with your family instead. So yeah, it's good times. And they won last night.
I'm
happy about that. And a bunch of my friends are like, they scream at me all the time for cheering for the Penguins. So
yeah,
too bad.
Not when you know, Crosby shows up and actually scores, they win. When he doesn't score, they lose. So
I actually called his goal the other night, when it went to OT. Cause it was tied up, and this chick at the bar was like, she's like, oh, you know, we're going to win. And I was like, no, Crosby's going to score the first goal. Game over. 5 seconds after we bet, he scored. And I was like, you owe me shots. So I was happy.
Yeah. I sent the kid coming through for you. Look at that.
Yep.
Good times.
Good time. We like talking about Pittsburgh sports way too much.
I do. Except when it comes to baseball, because I'm a Mets fan. So, but hey, football and hockey, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, two out of three ain't bad.
That's right. What else we got?
Civil War Part Two.
That's the thing.
That's what this says.
Yeah. All right. So that starts up Thursday at noon. You'll probably already be playing it before you ever listen to this show. But hey, there you go. War Machine is featured for Team Iron Man, starting in the level 3 refresh of Civil War. Feature characters for each side are Team Cap. You got Ant-Man, Steve Rogers, Sam Wilson, Hawkeye, Torch, Punisher, Switch, Storm, and then it says Team Cap pick three Team Cap allies. I'm not sure what that means.
It's all of the Captain Americas.
But they were already mentioned earlier.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
That was the explanation on the official forum, so I'm going to take that as
holy. Sure.
Yeah.
All right. And then Bucky's your last one. Your team Iron Man is Ares, Black Panther, Black Widow, Cap, Marvel, Iron Man, Fantastic, Quake, Spider-Man. Again, pick three team Iron Man allies, Vision and War Machine. Again, more reasons to want to play Team Cap. Better people to play with.
Yeah.
Although I'm gonna bust out my Mr. Fantastic for every node just because no one ever plays him.
I don't really know what you're talking about. That team sounds pretty awesome to me.
Yeah.
Really? You want to hang out with Ares and Spider-Man?
I love Ares.
I just had to sell Ares actually to make room for Quake, so not incredibly happy about that. But no, Iron Man and Black Panther and Vision,
all the Black Widows, yeah.
I mean, Vision's still broken. I mean, you can still ride that train.
Vision, I was using Vision before he was broken. He's a good character.
Yeah, right now he's exceptional.
And yeah, now he's stupid powerful,
super crazy. Lots of powered up folks. The big rewards on Team Cap. Player awards get you Modern Hawkeye and Falcon covers. Round rewards are Ant-Man covers and the Red Power cover for Steve Rogers' First Avenger. On the Iron Man side, it's the OBW and Vision covers. Round awards, Quake covers, and the yellow cover for the newest Iron Man Mark, whatever that is, 46. They claim that the surrounding mission pins have a more gradual ramp up in difficulty this run. They weren't bad last time until you hit round 6 and then Hokey smokes, Bullwinkle. It got rough there at the end.
Yeah, it did.
Score to reduce personal progression score targets at every level, so it should be easier to hit the personal ones. Remove 700,000 points from round 7 score target and added 700,000 to round 8.
Ugh.
So I guess they want to get more people into round 8, apparently. Right. And then some changes have been made to Steve Rogers Civil War that you fight. Earth's Mightiest Heroes now creates 2 tiles you have to get rid of instead of 1. That sucks. Shield Bash costs 7 instead of 9 and now deals more damage.
Ooh.
Coordinated Offensive now costs 9 instead of 7, but deals more damage. So they made Cap even stronger, which is why we should play on Team Cap's side.
I mean, you can still play both. If you don't have one of the people for Cap's side, you can switch to Iron Man and knock out those nodes there.
This is very true.
Still
I started getting a bunch of rewards for the first go around, and I was like, who is playing on Iron Man's side? What is going on? Apparently people didn't have the right rosters to go for different sides.
Right. Yeah. Our line's doing it too. I'm like, why is there points on both sides? And that's when Ray told me about if you don't have a featured character, you can play it on the other side to unlock, you know, the boss fight.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that makes more sense.
I don't know. That sounds a lot more dangerous. My setup is not going to work as well. I was using Falcon to take out the countdown tile. If he creates 2 countdown tiles all the time.
Yeah.
That's going to be a little more tricky.
I guess you can hurry up and try and match away Red Wing and have him do it a second time.
Not going to be as easy. And you get into round 8 sooner, and round 8 was crippling.
Really hard. Yeah. Real, real hard. And some of our big points getters, I understand, are going to be MIA this weekend.
Right. That is true.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Ouch.
They're actually going to, you know, do a holiday thing and vacation or whatever.
Right. That makes sense. Good on them.
Yeah. Good for their personal life. Terrible for this game. Oh, hey, Ray. I noticed that on our webpage, you put up a link that shows you all the characters by their power color combos and their hit points.
That's true.
Handy.
So are we going into listener comments? Because that's my first thing in listener comments.
Oh, hey, sure. Tell me about listener comments.
So my brother actually started me down on this. He sent me a list that if you go to puzzlewarriors3.com, there is a new link at the top of the page that I labeled character stats because I couldn't think of anything better to call it. And there are a couple images in there. The first one is every character in the game and what their color combination is. So if you're looking for a green, yellow, black character, you can easily see that it's Storm, Wolverine, or Venom. So he made this chart up, and I took it and just tweaked it a little bit and put all the stars on so that it's easy to see where your characters are. And I've already used it a couple of times. I think it's pretty useful. I don't know of any place else that already had this. It's probably on a wiki somewhere, but I didn't know about it. So, and then there's also the second graphic is a list of hit points. Specifically, it has all the 3 stars and what their maximum hit points are. And by maximum, I mean at level 166. So you can see how the characters stack up that way. And then there's a whole bunch of the 4 stars, but I don't have all the stats for all of them. So if anybody has those, let me know and I'll fill it out. But in any case, give credit for my brother coming up with the idea to do this. So there you go.
Great. How impossible would it be to like actually alphabetize these things?
Alphabetize? What do you mean?
They're not in alphabetic order. It drives me crazy.
Well, a lot of them are.
Thanks.
Well, actually,
they're in hypothetical order.
If you look at they're ordered, they're listed by their color combos, and then they are in alphabetical order. But the more recent characters are at the bottom of the list. They haven't been moved up to where they should be in the list.
Right. So not in alphabetic order.
Shut it.
I don't know. It's the first thing I noticed. It just hurt my brain. I was like, oh, why is that at the bottom?
Because it's new.
I'm like, oh. And yet again, it tells us what the chart does, tells us what everybody knows. Stop making red, yellow, blue characters.
Yeah, red, blue, yellow is, there's 11 of those, and by far the most compared to any. That is true.
Yeah.
So, on to other pieces of listener comments. We had a lot of talk about Colossus, being that he was the character of the week.
Week.
there was a whole bunch of good conversation, but the one I wanted to pull out that I thought was very interesting, S-Lore said, the biggest problem with Colossus is that Luke Cage exists. His comment is, sweet Christmas, you get the same damage reduction with Luke Cage for free for everyone, automatically, instead of with Colossus, you have to build up AP to activate a countdown. I thought that was a very relevant point, that Luke Cage's damage reduction is just that much better. So
and he hits harder.
Again, as we discussed prior to going on to the show, that is 100% accurate. When we're doing featured character of the week, my only ability is to compare the three abilities that the character comes with. To compare him to other characters is irrelevant. I agree Colossus is an absolute mediocrity, but to say, well, I don't like his red because other people have better reds, that's true for every character except for the people who always have the best three powers. So I can't take that into consideration during that segment.
Well, and I would also say that I don't know how you're saying Luke Cage hits harder. Colossus at the high level, it's an area effect. It hurts everyone for thousands of points of damage.
Yep.
That's not the case nope. with Luke Cage.
Doesn't matter. I watch click, click, boom, mow people down and stun them, and that's more important to me.
Great, area effect damage better too.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with all of that wholeheartedly. My only thought was, I thought that his yellow and his red are a little better than his black. That's all. Nothing beyond that. I agree that other characters are superior in many ways. The same will be true today when we do featured character of the week and next week. So
next week for sure.
But I did, as far as the other Colossus comments go, as I always do, I enjoyed Stink Palms because it involved a lot of math. It was very well thought out. And he was like, this plus this should equal this. And it doesn't. That's why he's not good. And I was like, thanks. You put a lot of thought into that.
All right. What else you got, Ray?
Some comments on the look sharp clue. Jordan from Jersey had several guesses. I'll mention a few of them. Cloak and dagger because, you know, she's got a sharp weapon. And Mr. Negative, because he's in a suit and he looks sharp. I've never even heard of Mr. Negative, actually, before this. Another character that I'm not familiar with, Hyperion. Apparently, he has laser vision, so he literally looks sharp. Hawkeye, because look sharp, Hawkeye. Yeah. A new blade variant, something, you know, about a pun. So, yeah, no real grid ones. Yeah.
No, really. Actually, Hawkeye probably stands out the most.
Can make a Dazzler and make it a music joke.
Yeah. See, now he's on board.
Yeah. Star Wars is still the best, though.
Oh, come on. Movie was so freaking mediocre, it made me sad.
I gotta boost you up to bring you back down.
So AstroMonkey9 actually agrees with you. He said, look sharp. You know what, sharp? Fred Myers' pointy boomerangs. I'm boomerang character. That's not really a big character. I can't imagine that coming into the game. He also said the points on Dazzler's eye makeup.
There you go.
Or Black Bolt's tuning fork.
Oh, great. Of course. Oh.
Black Bolt, there you go.
It always comes back to Black Bolt.
Exactly.
The first 9-star character in the game. Here he comes.
Onward and upward. Error code 212 says, what's Craig's problem with Aunt Hottie Marissa Tomei? and along with that, figure 15 says Craig prefers old crotchety Aunt May. He said he would give $1 to the Patreon account if you take back that comment.
I would like the dollar, but I can't. It's Aunt May. She's iconic. Come on. The whole point is that, you know, you got poor Peter. He's struggling to help Aunt May pay the bills because her husband's dead. She's trying to live on Social Security. It's a problem. If she's young, hot Marissa Tomei, she's going to work the streets and make a bunch of money. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. They bring in a...
Aunt May needs the money from the Daily Bugle or they're going to starve to death.
Yes. I don't know that she would turn to escorting. Holy smokes, that was a leap.
I'm just saying.
That escalated quickly.
It really did.
But they brought in a 15-year-old Spider-Man now.
Yeah.
So it's you can't have like a 70-year-old aunt.
Exactly.
Like at that rate, it's got to be some kind of equivalent like, oh, hey, I'm taking care of you because you're this little kid.
No, but wasn't that about right when Spider-Man got his powers in the comic? Like he was like 15, 16.
It wasn't great Aunt May.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying Aunt May has looked the same since 1960, whatever. Why do we got to change her now?
Because we changed Spider-Man. Got to keep everything.
She got the super serum, so she never ages in the comics.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, we'll see what happens in the next movie when Tony shows up and takes her on a date.
Yeah. anyway, not to bring the Colossus thing back up, but we got a couple people from Big Back 9 and Dark Shadow 42, we're talking about they talk about when Craig mentioned that he never used the red, it got him thinking, am I the only one that throws a bone to a character just to keep the morale up? For example, he has a couple characters like I Am 40 and 3-star Cap that he uses, you know, and has a lot of synergy there. But every now and then, when it comes down to the end of the round, he stops throwing shields and lets I Am 40 take the people out to make him feel like he's still participating.
Wow.
Does anybody do that?
I do.
No.
I do. Not that exactly, but, you know, sometimes I'll shuffle in a character that I feel like is, you know, starting to gather dust on the shelf. Like, I'll be playing, and all of a sudden I'll be like, man, I really feel like Mystique wants to be included. And I'll just throw her in there. And, you know, and then I can leave that fight also telling myself that she feels better now. That she feels like she's a welcome part of my roster and not just a spot holder. And I'm also reminded about, you know, how much damage Masterstroke does when properly activated.
Yeah.
So that helps too. But yeah, I do that sometimes.
See, I do this all the time. I mix up some characters that I haven't played in a while just to see if I can come up with a combo that, you know, I hadn't thought of before. So yeah, I do it quite often. And specifically with Iron Man, if it comes down to it and I, you know, I don't care if I lose all my AP because I'm going to take the team out, I'll fire off his, which one is it? The area of effect
ballistic,
power. His
ballistic salvo.
His blue salvo. Power.
Mainly because I really love that animation. I really like the way it, I don't know how to describe it, the light beams and how they come out. I think it looks cool. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's not awesome like, you know, Call of the Storm or anything, but, you know, all right.
Best animation in the
game. The greatest animation of all time. Oh, look, a hammer.
For a split second, I wasn't sure if you were sarcastic or not. Then I remembered the animation.
Yeah, that stupid hammer that just shows up on the screen.
Dances with Weevils.
Great name.
Don't fall down.
I wanted to give him a shout out because he made some comment and says he enjoys the podcast, but he also pointed out that one of the links on the webpage was broken. Thank you. Because I don't get a whole lot of feedback about the webpage, and I just have to assume it all works. So, hey, that's fixed now, and thanks for bringing that up. And Noble Browncoat wanted to say, Craig, don't listen to Ian. Always say exactly what's on your mind, no matter what it is.
Yeah, that's a
terrible advice.
Me.
Terrible advice.
He says, I love how he continues, though. Nothing is too dumb or out there. And if it's done with intent to make good content, then all the PW3 listeners will like it. So there you go.
Oh, I don't do anything with intent to make good content. I just kind of ramble about whatever's popping into my brain for that second. And sometimes it's a scary spot to be in.
As a follow-up, Big Beck 9 responded that Craig should always let us into the mystery of how his brain works.
Oh, oof. You're in for some rough days ahead.
I'm telling you, that is a slippery slope. You are opening a Pandora's box, except there is no hope at the bottom of this box.
Red Zomet had a question for us. He is asking, do we think that the old 5-stars from the classic, what's it called? Not latest legends, classic legends, I guess.
Sure.
Will they become diluted when more 5-stars get added to the game? And I think we already discussed that a little bit in previous. And yeah. I
absolutely they will. Every time you add one, the percentage overall percentage chance will drop.
Right. Yep. So
of getting a specific one.
So he suggests that you know, maybe we should spend all the CP on the old packs before the end of Civil War comes around and another 5-star gets added to the game before we know it, because they're just cranking them out. Leonard suggests that we need a site glossary for all the shorthand names that Craig has come up with. Just in case nobody knows who Battery Man or Switch is. So I might try and put that together, but I'm gonna have to have some help with that because I'm not gonna remember all of them.
Sure. We'll meet up this weekend and go over that site glossary.
And
well, we're gonna have to list the powers then too that got renamed. Yeah.
So I know, Josh, you enjoyed this when Leonard posted that Parlance, a member of our alliance, thinks that the brought to you by that we've been doing for the show, he says Parlance thinks they're all real, which in a way they are.
Right.
In a way. I about died when Monterey's Coast was bringing it. I was like, man, people are trying to get some tourism out there, huh? So I'm really happy about the progression of the of all that.
I'm not going to give anything away. I'm just going to say that it is a brought to you by that comes from our patrons. Specifically in this case, it comes from Josh. So thanks, Josh.
Hell yeah. Yeah. It's my favorite word is passport. So
I get that now.
Okay. Gotcha.
Before all this, I don't think I would have. So another comment that got me laughing, I don't even know how to pronounce his name. The Lonious Crunk.
I'm going. All right.
I think that's how you pronounce it. He said that anytime he gets burned by a Red Hulk, he thinks of Ian shrieking, "Gamma siphon, gamma siphon," and nearly loses it. I actually went back and listened to that episode just because it's pretty funny.
I don't know. Just hearing you say that brought my brain to dental plan. At least it needs braces. Dental plan. Lisa needs braces. Dental plan. Lisa needs braces. Oh, thanks, Ian.
Oh, you made me lose my train of thought. no problem.
The way Ray said gamma siphon, that's immediately what came into my head. Dental plan.
All right, we're getting near the end of the list of. By the way, there were so many listener comments this time. I pulled out a whole bunch that made me laugh, but if I didn't pull yours out, I'm sorry you didn't make the cut. But man, there were so many.
Be funnier.
Well, it's really growing. Plus, with bulleted comments, it makes it easy.
It really does.
Those damn bulleted comments.
Exactly. Leonard strikes again.
So Dust Lord, I don't think I mentioned him before. So he said that he does love the show, and he says that a few episodes back we talked about Iron Man 40, and then we continued to talk about him, and so he's kind of changed his play based upon information we have handed out.
Oh,
and,
God help you.
So hey, you're welcome. Thanks for listening. Glad it's going well for you. And finally, I have to mention a couple things that D-Wing Illinois said. He said that the sound of Craig's soul withering as he lemminged along with the rest of the Battery Brigade and the Broken Vision Squad. It was an amazing sound.
It still makes me sad.
And I wanted to congratulate him because apparently he starts a new job next week, and he says that his official job title is Puzzle Master.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I don't know what you do to get that as a job title, but congratulations.
He works at the NSA.
Okay.
It could be.
Yeah.
I'll buy that.
Mercury Rising? I don't know. Sure.
I'm with you, but I feel like if he was a, I guess he could work at a branch office, because I figured if he was NSA, then he would be D-Wing DC, not D-Wing Illinois or Illinois. I can't speak.
Well,
wait, I got it. You ready? He's the guy who comes up with the phrases for Wheel of Fortune.
He's the puzzle master.
Master. He's making Vanna run back and forth like there's nobody's business.
All right, one last thing. We mentioned
the crickets. Like, absolutely nothing.
No, nothing.
It started strong and then gone. Sorry, Craig.
All right.
One last thing. But we mentioned the bullet points. Chloe says that she will never stop writing in paragraph form, and that is okay.
Oh, English the correct way? Weird.
Yeah, strange.
In this day and age.
Anyway, that's all I have.
Oh, I have one before we go.
Uh-oh.
Hit it.
I will reach out to Jordan from Jersey, and here's the problem that I'm having. I can only assume that he was being sincere because it was written and not spoken, so I couldn't read any sarcasm in there, and he suggested that if I was tired of receiving Steam dollars for Christmas and my birthday from my mom, that I should ask for, get her to pay for a prostate exam. While I appreciate his concern for my health, a prostate exam is not special. It's something that you get with your annual physical when you reach a certain age. Plus, my frequency of going and my stream is fine, so I'm comfortable with where my prostate is. Had you recommended a colonoscopy, I would have said, thank you, polyps are a real problem in my family, and I probably should get one sooner rather than later, but prostate exam, not so much. But thank you, Jordan.
Man.
We've reached a TMI point.
Seriously.
He was concerned. I wanted to put his mind at ease.
All right, fine. Hey, it's that time.
The time for the feature.
Yes.
Featured character.
of the week?
Wow, that went well.
Feature character of the week.
Hey, this week it's brought to you by a special group, Ace Monster Toys. Want to scare little kids? Ace Monster Toys.
Holy smokes, have you seen their latest line of Ace Monster Toy plushies?
They've got.
They're amazing. They've got the classic Universal monsters like Dracula, Creature from the Black Lagoon, Frankenstein's Monster. They've got Cthulian Horrors. They've got the characters from the game Darkstalkers. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's very exciting and just in time for your summer travels.
Do they have anything from the Pirates of Darkwater?
They do not.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Sorry. I don't know that they could get the licensing for that.
Okay. We'll work on that.
Yes, absolutely. So Ace Monster Toys bringing you this week's featured character of the week.
Who is it?
Hey, guess what I got this week? I got myself a hard copy because I was embarrassed about the computer crashing last week. It's everybody's third favorite Daredevil foil, Bullseye.
Wait, third favorite?
I assume there's, for me it's Kingpin, then anybody else, and then Bullseye.
Wow.
Man, no love for Bullseye.
I knew Kingpin was on there. I was wondering who number two was, and now it all makes sense.
Right. He has to help with Craig's general disappointment in color distribution. He's got the all too popular purple, black, and green. His purple being Lethal Improvisation, costing 7 purple AP. Bullseye grabs anything at hand and hurls it at you. He can take 2 selected attack, protect, or strike tiles, turn them into basic tiles, and do you some damage. First he does 246. Then he does more. Then he does more. And just damage goes up. You never get to throw more tiles. At the end, he is converting up to 2 attack, strike, or protect tiles, dealing 2,936 damage. Some notes about this power is he can select tiles from either side. So if your enemy is putting out strike, attack, or protect tiles, you can throw them back at them. And if there's only 1 strike, attack, or protect tile on the board, you can still activate this power. Power number 2, his passive power, Contract Killer. That's okay. I normally would love to head down, Talking Heads Boulevard, but for some reason that caught me at a weird angle and I did this. So it's obviously a 0 power cost. It's black. Every time Bullseye downs an opponent, he creates 5 strike tiles with strength 20.
Yeah.
Then he creates 6 strike tiles. Then he creates 7 strike tiles, 9 strike tiles, and 13 strike tiles. So at level 5, when he downs an opponent, he creates 13 strike tiles with strength 63. The math next to it says 819 total. So there you are with Contract Killer. And then finally, his green power, Deadly Precision. It costs 11 green. Bullseye destroys 3 chosen basic tiles and deals 77 damage. Destroyed tiles do not generate AP and they do not deal damage. So next level, he destroys 4 and does more damage. Then he does more damage. Then he does more damage. Then he destroys 5 and he does still more damage. At maximum level, he is destroying 5 chosen basic tiles and dealing 1,927 damage. And again, if I was not clear, so comparing Lethal Improvisation, Contract Killer, and Deadly Precision only, in my opinion, I would go 5-3-5, only because I feel like while Contract Killer is both helpful and novel, in situations where someone's not quite dead and I could kill them, I would be tempted to not kill them so that Bullseye could kill them next turn. And as soon as I give the computer 1 extra turn, they're going to totally hose me.
Cascade you all the way down to Hades.
Oh, yeah.
Bust out, a Rage of the Panther or something on you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I'm a 5-3-5 guy when it comes to 3-star Bullseye. Any thoughts?
For general play, I agree with you completely. And I often use him at 5-3-5 if I'm going to use him. However, I have been using him in the lightning rounds. When the lightning rounds begin, you have a whole lot of really easy fights, and right. I've been pulling him in, and I've been playing him at 5-5-3 for the Contract Killer, because you have a lot of fights that have these low-level characters where you can knock them off real quick, fill the board with strike tiles, and then the mediocre-level character that you have to deal with is nothing after that.
Sure.
But that's the only reason that I use Contract Killer the way I have it up to 5. And I completely agree with the assessment that generally you don't want to wait to try and get that character knocked off, because the moment you think, all right, well, I'll let Bullseye take him out, suddenly that character has all 3 of their powers charged.
Right.
Yeah. In any case, that's the only reason I have it that
best
way.
Best case scenario, you're getting hit with a gamma siphon out of nowhere.
Gamma siphon? I got mine at 544 just for kind of general play.
Sure.
Once in a while, Contract Killer really amuses me because I really like the animation on that when he just shows up on the screen and he's like, huzzah!
He's got that weird, crazy look in his eyes.
Yeah, he's got the crazy eye, and in my brain, he shouts out, huzzah.
Okay. It's not quite as menacing as I would expect from Bullseye, but again, huzzah's no. Okay.
Josh, what do you got with the Bullseye?
Honestly, give me 2 seconds. I'm going to put you on speaker because I'm on my phone, so I'm going to try to bounce out of Skype for a second. So, and I can pull that up and see where he's at, because I think I only have like 11 covers on him. But I can double check.
He was actually one of the ones that I waited a long time, one of the 3 stars that I waited quite a while before getting him.
Yep.
But I'm happy that I have him now.
Yeah. Right. He's the one I just championed last. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm down to Sentry. They were the last two.
Right, and as we've discussed, I do not have – this is just theoretical. I apologize. I do not have him fully covered. As we've discussed on the show, he is at 515, and I have been able to get those last 2 Contract Killer covers. Yeah, all the more reason I'm down on Contract Killer.
Sure. It's always depressing when you get like 515 and you just cannot get the colors.
Right. They just on YouTube. Okay.
I have him at 344 currently.
Oh. Okay.
So, and he's only 114. I've been trying to boost other characters because we'll get to Dying on the Vine, but I've been just really trying to boost up other people that I have covers for just to get the tokens.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, he's a good character. He's decent, he's fun, but he is not by any means a needed character. You know what I mean? Like, I could have, if I didn't feel like I wanted to collect all of them, I don't know. He was one of my lower end wants, so.
He's kind of fun, though. I mean.
Well, yeah. Like you said, he works really well in, like, the lightning rounds, or, like, if you go into PvP or when you first start PvE and you're playing against some basic, you know, level 50 whatever guys.
Right.
It's really easy just to tear through those first few matches, and then you can kick them to the curb and use, you know, your chosen team.
Right. Exactly how I've been using them.
Excellent. Well, there you go. Bullseye, our featured character of the week, brought to you by Ace Monster Toys. Get ready for their new line of D&D monstrous manual collectibles coming this fall.
That's just what I need. Ray to have more things to collect and put on the board in front of me.
What Ray needs.
I am addicted to Dungeons and Dragons.
Man, he busted out. The other day, he busted out a brain in a jar. It was a brain in a jar. He actually had a miniature for a brain in a jar.
Who does that?
I'm like, come on, really? You got a brain in a jar, Mini?
Yep.
Well, there's a website that you can go on and you can download like all these files to print your own.
I
sent that to Ray. I saw it on Reddit one day. We just need a 3D printer. You work at the university. You got to be able to find a 3D printer up there somewhere that we can steal some time on.
Yeah, it turns out those kind of printers, they kind of keep track of how much you print and how much of it is personal. I know of a couple, but yeah, that doesn't mean I'm using them for for that.
But if it lets you reimburse for the material, it might be cheaper than buying the minis.
Yeah, this is true. I do have a problem buying minis. I don't even want to. I don't want to tell you how many. No. These are pre-painted. I don't want to put that much of it into it.
Oh, no, I'm saying if you 3D print them. I had a really bad addiction for purchasing minis a while back. So I've got, I think, maybe $3,000 worth of D&D minis.
Nice.
I don't know if I should be happy or sad about that.
Well, all I can say is I have you beat.
Well, there you go.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, Wizards of the Coast I guess they do, but they're like 5th ed or something. But Pathfinder, they kick out a lot of minis now. And that's what I play now because I refuse to play 4th or 5th ed.
Nice. Ooh, there's going to be a showdown on the show.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, this is Josh. It's on.
I like 4th edition, personally.
Team Pink, what's up?
Oh, come on.
All of the buttons.
Oh,
nice. I love that you're sticking with that build them up and then tear them down mode. That is fantastic.
It's a gift.
All right. Aforementioned, Dying on the Vine. Who's got what?
Dying on the vine. Sorry, I missed your sound effect already.
I didn't even have a sound effect. I didn't know what
to
do. No, Wang
Craig's from last week. It was just him going,
I will go first because mine's quick. I don't have any. I sold off my Ares in order to make room for Quake. I managed to get to 1,000 hero points in order to get Drax, and I now have an empty roster. So there you go.
Okay. Mine is similarly easy because I don't have any, you know, my decision is slightly in the future, and I already have it made. Like, I've got Iron Man dying on the vine.
The five star?
Battery Man. Nope, sorry. Oh, okay. a Battery Man dying on the vine. But I know that on Sunday, I'm going to get a Scarlet Witch cover. And then 2 days after that, for my daily reward, I'm going to get yet another Scarlet Witch cover. So it's going to be the Scarlet Witch because I don't have her champion yet.
Yeah. I still have the Sentry and Iceman from last week, but they're down to their last day. So it looks like they're going to get sold off for ASO. And I got the Phoenix that I got, I think, last week when I opened a token. She's got seven days left, and I'm at 540 hero points. So if I can't get to 1,000 in the next week, I'm going to have to dump somebody to get her in there.
Sad story.
Yeah.
Wah, wah. I also have Battery Man. I just got him today. So I have to start leveling him, but I only need like 95,000 ISO. So that's awesome. And then I have Kamala. I just got her to 166 today. And so I just need the 7,500 ISO to champion and then get another legendary. So only two on my roster right now sitting on the vine.
Good deal.
Right. And that should work out fine because you've got another Kamala coming on Friday.
Oh, yeah. I am excited.
Yeah, that's good. So see, dying on the vine, that was easy this week.
No big worries.
Right.
Pretty straightforward.
You wait, we're all going to get characters that we've never had before.
True story, Dad.
Kind of. Ray, we already know what Ray's getting. Last week, I told you what he's going to get.
Blue Iceman?
He's going to get a Green Phoenix.
Mm.
Hey, well, first things first here. Ray, tell us about this ridiculous 10-pack you got.
Holy moly.
Hey, I opened a 10-pack, and it was really cool. So I don't actually have it in front of me. I didn't bring it up. But I got, out of the 10-pack, I got, what, three four-star characters. I got a Quake, a Ghost Rider, and a Mr. Fantastic. Blue?
Correct on all those. It was Red Ghost Rider. It was Blue. I wanted to say it was Blue Quake and Blue Fantastic.
That sounds right. It was definitely Blue Quake because I looked that power up, and it is by far her best power. And then I also was able to get, what was it, three of my champions?
Yeah, it was three or four of the three stars were usable.
It was four. Yeah, sorry, I was looking at my Facebook post. Four of my previously champion three-star covers as well. So, yeah, it was just a 10-pack from heaven. It was amazing.
Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah, good on you.
And I managed to get my Mohawk up to level 183, and 183 is the key level that gets you a four-star, and she gave me another cover for my Goddess of Thunder. So,
ooh.
Fantastic week.
Very good. What are you guys up at as far as champion characters then?
I get a lot.
Craig has all of the three stars except for Sentry.
Except for Sentry.
So 30. Yeah. So 39, I think. I don't know what Ray's at. I know I'm at, I want to say around 20. I'll take a moment to look while Ray's telling you more about his roster.
Sure. I believe I'm at 37 champion three stars. I have Squirrel Girl that is ready to be championed, and just earlier today I got the 119,000 ISO that it is going to take to champion her, because she's at level 40 still. I haven't put anything into her yet. But now that I have her at 544, I can dump all my ISO into her, and then the only two that I have is Sentry, who I am not going to be getting, and Ragnarok, who I think I have, I have him at 530, so he's not being championed anytime soon. So I'll be at 38.
Okay, and I was correct. I have 20 of my 3 stars are championed. I have no 4-star champions, and the 6 2-stars that I hang on to are all championed.
Yeah, I don't have any champion 4-stars. I do have 9 champion 2-stars, though.
Wow. That is a lot of 2-stars.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm trying to avoid this whole selling thing. I'm just trying to keep cashing everybody in.
Sure. I do have one 4-star, X-Force Wolverine. He is my He's my machine. He does so much damage at level 274. But other than that, once I get Squirrel Girl up, all the ISOs going into 4 stars then.
Right. Yeah. Josh, whereabouts are you in the world of championing?
For 3 stars, I have 24 currently, so Kamala will be my 25th. And then for 2 stars, I have Magstorm, Thor, and Dakin championed.
Cool.
So that's it on that front, because I actually got rid of several 2 stars to make room for, I have three covers on Phoenix and 2 on Old Man Logan. So I ditched a couple 2 stars to pull those onto my roster. So sure.
Yeah.
Did you happen to get yellow Old Man Logan?
Roster says no, it's 102. So I have 1 black and 2 red. And then for Phoenix, I have purple and red.
Wow. I still don't have any 5 stars that have more than 1 cover, so that still sounds awesome. I mean, Old Man Logan is the yellow is the win. So,
and yet again, I hate all of you.
All right. Hey, you're building up. Are you ready, Craig?
I'm ready.
Are you going to go first?
No, I figure I go last because I'm going to also open a 10-pack that I got from the season rewards.
Okay. All right. Well, then here you go. My latest Legends token is a 4-star character who will turn out to be
Iceman.
It's always no. Venom. Black give
Ooh.
And take.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. I like Venom.
Yeah, me too. Josh, are you ready?
Yeah. I'll pull up my roster again. I actually have 2 legendary. So first one is a blue Mr. Fantastic.
All right.
Ooh.
Second is purple X-23.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm going to go for broke. I have 20 legend, I have 20 points right now. So, and third is, blue Jean Grey.
Ooh.
So that's the first blue cover on her that I have now.
And I have strong.
2200 hero points. So I can definitely add someone to my roster now.
Nice. Yeah. Jean is, she's so powerful.
Yeah.
She's so good to use in the PVPs.
Of the people that you opened, which the first two are not already roster members?
Nope, I have them. Actually, I got a Teen Jean last week, so I don't have to spend any hero points. I'm just adding more covers.
Nice.
Awesome. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, Ray, don't make me a liar.
Well, we will see. I do have a latest Legends from, what did we say that was from? I don't know.
That was from the Crash of Titans.
Right. All right, so it is a 4-star character.
Beans.
It is a yellow Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, so what?
That's usable.
Fantastic coming out all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What do you want to hit the 10-pack first? Or you want to do the legendary? What you want?
Get the legendary going.
All right. Boom. Latest legends. Holy smokes. It's another 5-star.
Yeah.
Insanity. What is it? It's a purple Spider-Man back in black.
All right.
So I will yet again have nowhere to roster him, so I'll stare at him and be sad. He can sit with Phoenix for the next 2 weeks. And then my heroic 10-pack from the season.
Oh, get ready.
Hey, guess who's first?
Moonstone.
Moonstone. That's a solid.
God, Moonstone.
We got a Mystique.
All right.
We got a 2-star Thor. That's for selling. Ooh, got an Iron Fist. That's always good. Another for selling 2-star Thor. Another for selling 2-star Bullseye. Another Moonstone. This is just like my normal 10-packs. 2-star Quirks. A Gamora.
That's 3.
Another Mystique.
Yeah, that's 4.
So,
there you go.
So I can add levels to 5 things.
Yeah, good job. Half of it was useful.
Mystique, Iron Fist, Quirks, Gamora, and Mystique.
Oh, okay. I was wondering who the 5th was.
You don't have 2-star Thor champion?
Oh, yeah, but he's maxed out. All of his covers are just ISO at this point. Hey, spending that Quirks got me a 3-star Steve Rogers.
Oh, right. There you go.
Which gets me 2 command points.
Ooh.
Bringing me up to 322 at the moment.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, so now I've got Dian, the Spider-Man, the Jean Grey, the Iceman, and a Sentry. So I've got 13 days and 23 hours to get about 1,500 hero points.
While you're in that screen, you might as well let that Iceman go. You're not going to max out in Champion Iceman anytime soon.
Seems very unlikely.
How much ISO do you have?
88,000.
Yeah, you and I do.
I don't even know what level my Iceman is.
What are the command points being held on to for?
Because I can't roster anybody.
So. Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
So he's opening these. We're doing the opening of the tokens just for the show.
Yeah.
Literally just for show.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the show, I would be hoarding all those tokens as well until I got 1,000 hero points, and then I would be... Yeah, my Iceman's at 245, so it seems very unlikely that I'm going to get, you know, that many more covers of Iceman in the next 30 hours.
Well, Noble Browncoat is hoping for a sale to come on over the holiday weekend here. So if there's a sale, you think you're going to, you know, roster those characters?
Do you think you're going to drag out some of that moldy money and treat yourself to $20 worth of hero points?
Nope.
Oh, you know what you could do? You know what I want? You know what I would love for Memorial Day, Craig? An iTunes gift card. And if you don't remember to give it to me while I'm down there, you can just keep it for yourself.
Suck it, Erica. That's fine. now everyone makes fun of her. There you go. Anything else we got this week? Josh, anything you want to throw out, bring up while you're here?
No, I'm good. I mean, I love the show and stuff. Just, you know, listening to it because it hits in the afternoons when I'm at work. So I just put my headphones in and sit back for about an hour or so. But no, it's you guys are awesome.
There's nothing like getting paid to listen to a podcast.
Right?
That's exactly when I listen to Prodigal Sons.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Wow, good for you.
All right, Ian, tell you about the podcast network.
Well, if you find yourself at soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com, it will take you to the Soon to Be Named Network page, where you can find lots of great podcasts like the Long Box Heroes, the Long Box Heroes After Dark, where they talk about comic books. You can check out the live YouTube show, the Fresher in Parlance show. I believe that airs every Thursday. You can check out Podvocacy with Jason and Dave, where they talk about all their pop culture interests. You can check out the Prodigal Sons podcast, where we do our best, which also features me, and we do our best to entertain you with current issues, Game of Thrones, and people dying in Milford, Pennsylvania.
Rather specific.
Right, very specific.
It's funny that I laugh at the people dying in Milford, but...
If you need more Ian and Ray, and this just wasn't enough for you, and you're interested in exploring atheist and secular views, you can tune into the Profane Argument podcast. And lastly, but certainly not leastly, check out the Star Trek companion podcast, The Prime Defective, starring Brian and Jared. That's the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. Yeah,
you know where I like to listen to the network?
I do not.
Take a guess.
Monterey Coast?
Nope.
Ace Monster Toy Factory?
Nope. Cinnabon.
Oh, I was like, sorry, I didn't know we were targeting a specific show.
I thought you were going to jump on this. Come on.
Yeah, do they have free Wi-Fi at Cinnabon?
I don't know. I've never been to a Cinnabon in my life.
I'm going to speculate that they don't, seeing as they only exist in airport form.
Oh, is that
in
true?
Malls.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless they're closing. The one here in Tallahassee closed like a year ago, I think. So maybe not anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We got a Cinnabon here in central PA.
Right. I've only ever seen them in airports, but I do believe that malls sound like a very likely source for Cinnabon. Also, malls aren't real good on free Wi-Fi either. So
no.
No podcast for you at Cinnabon, Craig.
Well, I could download it ahead of time and then play it.
I suppose so.
All right, everyone. That's the end of this train wreck.
All right, before we sign off, I do want to thank Josh for coming on, and I did a little bit of stalking, sorry, to see if you were a crazy guy that we were bringing on the show. I do this with everyone. But in your case, I saw you in uniform on your Facebook page, so I wanted to throw out a thank you for service to the country.
Absolutely. Thank you for paying taxes. That's how I got paid every month, so we're good.
Well, yeah, but you got like that $1.50 that we pay people in the military.
It's not bad, the pay, actually, because you get like free room and board in the barracks, free food at the chow hall, medical, dental, and then I'm not going to use profanity on the show because I know that you guys don't roll like that, and you don't need to bleep it out, but it's basically your pay every, you know, 15th and the first of the month. You just do whatever the hell you want with it. So, you know, it's not terrible, but at the same time, it's a bunch of people yelling at you for you know, not being able to read their minds and do exactly what they want immediately.
Yeah, exactly. I did see a picture of, I think it was you and your father?
Yeah, actually, he was in the Marine Corps also, and he, that picture was actually taken at my sister's wedding a year and a half ago.
Well, you both look sharp.
So, thank you.
Oh, he's the new character.
Oh, my God.
What they didn't tell you is that you've been such a player of this game that the devs said, we're putting Brad Hack into the game. Bam! There it is.
I'll take it.
Man, I wish I would have set that up on purpose.
I mean, the Marines do have some nice looking unis, so.
Yeah. No, we have swords and stuff in the Marine Corps, too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, for definite. I could pull it off. I want a lot of money for licensing my picture, though.
Right. I just want one of your powers to be, like, it starts off called Build Them Up. And it puts out some sort of countdown tile. When it activates, it switches the power to knock them down, and it just deals a whole bunch of damage.
There you go.
Fine. Anywho,
yeah.
If you want to check out what's going on with these guys, you can see us at thepuzzlewarriors3.com. You can leave some comments on there. Our email addresses are up there. You've got the discuss feature as well. You can find the show on there and play it from there. You can go to iTunes. You can go to Stitcher. I just saw a link that somebody sent me the other day that it's on, what the heck, player. Were they using radio.fm or some such thing?
Neat.
Yeah. he was playing it on there. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. Or, you know, you can always follow us on the, where he puts the shows on the D3 forums and on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. Anywhere you would like to comment, we will try to get to them and make Ray plow through them. And apparently, if you're funny enough, he'll get you on his show. Otherwise, you can stick it. I don't know.
Go pound sand.
He can go pound sand. Yeah, bringing it back. Anyway, as always, we want to hear from you. We love that our listeners are trying to keep the show interactive, because otherwise, it's just three guys talking, and that's no fun. If you want to throw us a bone, however, you can click on our Amazon banner, buy something there. You pay nothing. Nothing more. And we get some of that back. Or you could be like Josh here and become a patron over at patreon.com. The link for that is on our website. We currently have three levels of that you can choose from. One, where we give you a hearty thank you. Two, you get to be on this show. And the big enchilada, number three, we'll name a part of the show after you. Or buy it, you know, it can be brought to you by Ace Monster Toys or Monterey's Coast or
Anything like that. Plus, and let's be clear, with that level, you also get the other two levels. You always get the level beneath it as well.
Sure, of course.
So you get us to bend to your will. You can be on the show and a hearty thank you.
All of the above.
It's worth it.
Thanks.
Proof positive.
So that's all we got for this week. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, hot dogs are brain food. Good night, everybody.
No, they're not. Good night.
Goodbye. In that they're made of ground up brain. Yes.
They're made from people. They're made from people.
Oh, bye, friends.
There were a ton of listener comments this week.
There were. I read
hit us with all of them.
I read food. No, don't read it. Don't hit us with all.
I'm not.
I read absolutely zero of them, so hit me up with anything you got.
Oh, you would love them.
Oh, we're good.
Oh, my God. They're all about how awesome you are, what a I am, how dare I suggest that Craig's wrong about anything.
They sound like the greatest people of all time.
Craig's crazy rant about the character of the week was totally reasonable. What was I thinking? I was like, you guys are right. Never mind.
Sorry. Still not a fan.
I don't want you to be a fan. All I want you to do is compare the three powers we're talking about. Just the three. Not bring in extra characters. Not tell me to stop playing the game and just throw it away.
You should just punch up delete.
Yeah. You do. Sounds like I feel like I'm playing some sort of multiplayer game online. Just delete the game and kill yourself, Ian.